You are welcome to Faith broadcast with Pastor Tibby Peters. Enjoy the dynamic teaching, preaching, and miracle ministry of Pastor Tibby Peters, the president and pioneer of Renaissance Assembly. This message will take you from where you are to where you ought to be. Get ready for transformations.
Glory to God. Today I want to share with you what I've titled The New Kind of Love. The New Kind of Love. You know, there's an expression in 1 John chapter 3 from the first verse. It says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed on us that we should be called the sons of God." He said, "Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." Glory to God. What manner of love? That's talking about the what kind of love is that? Hallelujah. What manner of love the Father had bestowed on us that we should be called the sons of God. It means that that was loving us to the end. I believe it's in the 13th chapter of John 1. He said, "Now before the feast of Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end." Glory to God. Behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed on us that we should be called the sons of God. He says, because of that love that the world doesn't even know us, because the world doesn't also know him. He said, "But beloved, now are we the sons of God." Amen. We are not going to be. We are already sons of God. Amen. Says, "Do not yet appear what we shall be, but when he shall appear, we shall see him as he is." Glory to God. Glory to God. We shall see him as he is. That seeing him as he is, the Bible calls it a blessed hope. He said, "He that has his hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure." Glory to God. That thought that you will see him, it purifies you. Hello? That thought that you will meet him, it purifies you. All right, so here, when we talk about the new kind of love, the reason is that some of us grew up and always thought we knew what love was because we heard people talk about love. We watch movies talk about love. We read stories about love. And we felt we knew what love really was. Until Jesus showed up, hallelujah, and brought to our attention a new kind of love, hallelujah. A love that the world didn't know or understand. In John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35, the scripture was telling us there, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another." You love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Ah. Verse 35, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another." In essence, he's saying that you'll be identified by love. Amen. Amen. How men will know that you are my disciples is not just because of miracles. No, love. Because you will practice a new kind of love that the world does not know. Praise the Lord. The world doesn't know that kind of love. They can't understand it. So he said, "A new commandment." Go back to verse 34. "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you." Now, understand why he's saying, "as I have loved you." If he just says, love one another, they will love the way they know. But he said, love as I have loved you. The way he loved them, nobody had loved them like that. Amen. Amen. No one had loved them like that. So he said, the kind of love you are going to display now is the type you saw me practice. As I have loved you, I pray today that you will love one another as Christ has loved you. Amen. Don't love one another the way your friend somewhere loves you. No, the way Christ loves you. Love one another the same way. You know, the Bible was talking about, you know, when the Bible talks about the law, you know, when we say law, it's a generic term. It could mean many things, you know, and sometimes we say commandments. The law has commandments in it. So several commandments make up the law. Praise the Lord. They're believed to be about 613 commandments that make up the law. So if you read in Proverbs, it will say, thy commandments are the lamp and the law is light. Praise the Lord. So the revelation is the law itself, but it's made up of different commandments. Now Jesus said that the summary of all the commandments, amen, is hinged on these two things. Love the Lord with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Are you with me? He said that's the summary of the whole thing. That means that at the end of the day, the reason for those commandments was to bring you to that place where you practice love. Many people don't understand it. That's why Jesus said, by this will men know that you are my disciples. The way you will love people. Now I want to ask you, do people know that you are disciples of Jesus by how you are loving? It's a big surprise these days when you see Christians talk about other Christians. Hello? You'd be amazed. And sometimes the Christian is talking to an unbeliever about a Christian. I've said this before. The best unbeliever is still worse than the worst believer. You didn't hear me well. Someone say, he's a good unbeliever. What do you mean? If he's that good, why is he going to hell? Amen. Praise the Lord. Is he going to burn if he doesn't receive Jesus as Lord and Savior? You only burn up things that are of no use to you. Do you trash things that are of use to you? That would be called destruction. Is that not so? Yeah. You trash things that are of no use to you. So the value Jesus had placed on someone that is born again is not something anybody should look down on. Are you with me? Glory to God. So there's something about love. This new kind of love. It's a love. It's not a sense knowledge love. Everybody say sense knowledge. It's not a sense knowledge love. It's not a love of the senses. This love is not based on what I feel. This love is beyond feeling. Glory to God. Many of us have come to church and we are practicing sense knowledge love. So if the person smiles at you, you smile at them. If they don't smile at you, you will not smile at them. Amen. They call it do me, I do you. Jesus, it was based on this new kind of love that made Jesus make the statement. He said, if your neighbor should slap you on one side, turn the other cheek. What he was trying to say is that they've not seen that kind of thing before. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to John 13. I want to bring out something. 34. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Now, why will he demand for you to do something you can't do? A lot of Christians don't know what it means to be born again. Being born again doesn't mean that you have started attending a church. It means that You have become a new person. Hallelujah. Everybody say a new person. That the power of God has produced a new person because you have believed. That because you believed, you have become a new person. Hallelujah. Now, that new person has a new life. That new person has a new nature. Are you with me? That new nature is a love nature. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you get that? It's a love nature. He said, because you've passed from death to life, you love the brethren. That means that one of the ways that shows that you are born again is that you are walking in love. If someone is not walking in love, you begin to question if he's really born again. Say, I have a new nature. You know, some of you, when you were born, you were wicked. Your father was wicked. Your mother is wicked. All your brothers and sisters are wicked. You are a wicked family. But now you are born again. You are no more wicked. You know, there are some Christians that are still trying to invoke their former wickedness. Because they have not understood what Christ had done to them and in them. In Romans 5, I like reading it from verse 1. But my focus is verse 5. But it's good to read it from verse 1 because it gives the background of why, you know, he said what he said in verse 5. You know, this thing was not written in chapters and verses. So it's one thought that's being communicated. It's just that it had to be compartmentalized, you know, for understanding. Where he was coming from was establishing that Jesus was delivered for our offenses. Actually, chapter 4, verse 25. He was delivered for our offenses. Who was delivered for our offenses? And raised again for our justification. Amen. That's where he was coming from. Then chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace where we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Then next verse, not only so, we glory in tribulations also. Amen. Are we together? So where he was going is this. He said, knowing that tribulations work patience, patience experience, and experience hope. Then verse 5, and hope maketh not ashamed. This hope will not disappoint you. Because the love of God, hallelujah, has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, amen, which is given unto us. Now, listen, this is a very powerful scripture. It's showing you that the love, that love that Jesus is demanding from you, he has given it to you already. When I teach on faith, one of the major, major scriptures I love using is Romans 12:3, that tells you that God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. Someone needs to know that he has faith. Amen. The new creation has faith. In the same way, when I'm teaching on love, I love showing this scripture. Hallelujah. Romans 5:5, that the love of God. Now, let me explain love of God. That thing that makes God love someone like he is not thinking. Hello? Are you understanding me? That thing that makes God love someone to pieces, he has given it to you too. Amen. That thing that makes God forgive you again and again and again and again and again. How many of you here, since you got born again, it's only 3 times God has forgiven you? Only 5 times. Only 7 times. Only 7 times God has forgiven you. 10? You cannot count. You cannot count. That's why when they came to ask Jesus, he said, how many times will your brother offend you that you will forgive him? He said, is it like 7 times? Jesus says, 70 times 7. The idea is, you will count it for, you are a wicked person to count it 490. That's why I said 70 times, seven times. She said, I forgive you one. I forgive you two. I forgive you three, four, five. You're counting. You will miss it now, 1 point. If you can remember. Do you get the idea?
Yes, sir.
Now, that thing in God that makes him forgive you again and again and again, that quality, he has put that same quality in your spirit. The love of God has been shed. Now, the old King James says shed abroad. Some readings say poured out. Poured out into my heart. Say the love of God has been poured out into my heart. Say it again. Say the love of God has been poured out into my heart. I have the love of God. I have the new kind of love. No, no, some of you don't understand it. You have the God kind of love within you. Praise the Lord. You know, in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, popular verse, he said, for God had not given us, he started with what he has not given us, the spirit of fear. Then he says, but of power. Then he says, and of what? Love. Amen. He has given us the spirit of love. There's an influence of love upon you. Glory to God. Are you with me? God has not given us spirit of fear, but he has given us spirit. You see, the thing he has not given you is what you are holding. The one he has given you is what you are living. Amen. You say, hey, me, I can fear. When I hear noise, I've taken off. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Say, I have the love of God. Now, let me explain what this thing means. When you got born again, the love he put in you is the one he uses. Are you with me? No, Taiwan. The love you have is not a Taiwan love. Let me explain this to you. I don't know if you've heard the story. It's a Nigerian story of where a man and his wife were arrested or so, and then they were flogging them. A military man was flogging them, and then they hit the wife with a cane. He said, no, 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 no. How can I be here? He said, let me take my wife's own. So he stood. I said, give it to me. They said they're going to give the wife 6 strokes, something like that. They are giving her one. The way she screamed, he said, no, I'll take it for her. As he gave him the first one, he shouted. They gave him the second one. He said, please give her the remaining. Give her the remaining. That means that at this point, he can't go further. Amen. He can't go further. Now, that's how human love is. So when we talk about the new kind of love, we're talking about the God kind of love. Amen. Because there is human love. Human love has limits. It will get to a point it can't go. Amen. It won't work. Are you listening to me? But God's love is to the end. Now, let me explain this to you. The kind of love God gave you is the love he has. In Galatians 5:22, praise the Lord, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. It said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. What he's saying is that this Spirit is not the Holy Spirit he's talking about. He's talking about your recreated spirit. Your recreated spirit. Your recreated human spirit. The fruit is what, if you go to a tree is named by its fruit. Is that not so? So if you go to a tree and you see mango fruit on it, what does it mean? The tree is what? A mango tree. You can't see a guava tree producing mango fruit. In the same way, you, as your spirit is born again, what someone sees that is produced from your spirit is love. 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 The fruit of your spirit is love. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So the kind of love you have is the kind of love that God has. That's what he deposited in your spirit. Nothing less. The quality is exactly the same. But see, you've not realized it. So you are still functioning with sense, knowledge, love. Sense, knowledge, love discriminates. So you look at the person, his shoe does not look like a shoe that is expensive. He's not your friend. You look at the girl's hair, her wig does not look like, what's that one? Bone straight. Ha, forgotten now. Bone straight. And so she can't be your friend. That sense, knowledge, love separates. But the love of God is all embracing. Glory to God. Have you not read the scripture? It said, not many wise are called. Not many mighty are called. Amen. Are you with me? That's God's love. It embraces all. For God so loved that he gave his only begotten son. It's talking about the extent of that love. Now, today, a thing I want to establish is that you have that new kind of love. You cannot practice it if you don't have it. You see, that's why when a believer marries an unbeliever and is expecting the unbeliever to practice the God kind of love that he does not have, it's not possible. See, the rules, let me use the word rules, the guidelines, or should I call them the instructions that the scripture gave about couples in Ephesians. If you read from maybe Ephesians 4 or Ephesians 5, it starts talking about marriage, and especially Ephesians 5, and talks about couples. It was not talking to unbelievers, because no unbeliever can practice what Ephesians 5 is saying. Ephesians 5 is talking to the believer married to another believer. Amen. Are you with me? That means two believers are the ones that can practice the love of God. In the Greek, it was called agape. It's a different kind of love. Amen. 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 This love is beyond how the person looks. This love actually is something that is based on eternal value. Amen. Are you with me? Is a love, is a revelation knowledge love, not a sense knowledge love. Praise the Lord. Did you hear me? Revelation knowledge love. That's what makes you patient sometimes with people, because you have revelation knowledge. What you would have, what others would have done is not what you are doing. What others would have said is not what you are saying. Say, I have the love of God. No, no, I don't like the way you said it. Say, I have the love of God. Glory to God. You have to be conscious of it. And that's where it starts. You have to know that that love has been poured out in my heart. So sometimes situations will come and you say, where's that love? It's there. It's there. It's there. You unleash it. You unlock it. Praise the Lord. You allow it to have the final say. That is true spirituality. Amen. Years ago, a friend of mine that belongs to like the holiness movement used to quote to me, he said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So one day I said, hey, that's not what the scripture says. I said, no, without holiness, no man shall see. I said, no, you are misquoting the scripture. It's not without holiness. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. That means if you are not walking in love, the only way to follow peace with all men is that you are walking in love. Because there are some people that are without holiness and they are quarreling with everybody. That's it. Hebrews 12:14. It never said without holiness. He said, read it with me. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Tell your neighbor, love follow. Amen. That love is the major reason we'll be judged. Amen. We'll be judged by our actions of love. our service of God, everything we do is supposed to be propelled by love. Sometimes we're singing, I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. You know, inside of you, you're saying another thing. No. Sometimes when something is fighting the love of God, you pray about it. Amen. You pray about it. Because I'm going to walk in love. My last scripture is Ephesians 5, verse 1. Amen. It says, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. Is that right? Say, be therefore imitators of God, followers of God as dear children. Now, what does God do? Verse 2. What was he saying? Leave my KJV. Verse 2. And walk in love. As Christ also had loved us and had given himself for us an offering, a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. So, if you're imitating God, you walk in love and also give yourself. Amen. So, the new kind of love is a self-giving love. Self-sacrificing love. Hallelujah. Amen. It seeks to help the other. It seeks to improve the other. It's not trying to take advantage of someone else. Now, we've talked about gift exchange. And then someone that does not have the love of God is thinking about how he will collect something from somebody. Someone that's operating revelation knowledge of is thinking about how he will bless somebody. Are you seeing the difference? Let the love of God dominate your thoughts. You know, there are some people that anytime they meet you, they're thinking about how to collect something from you. That shows that you don't understand love. I might not be able to give you money, but anytime I meet you, I should be thinking about how to help you, how to serve, how to... Are you understanding me? Yeah. What is dominating your thoughts? Is it the love of God? What is dominating your speech? Is it the love of God? What's dominating your actions? Is it the love of God? Amen. Is that love that makes us pray for one another? You can't pray for one another if you don't have love. Say, my problem don't finish. Praise the Lord. You can never pray for someone else. There are some of you, you've never raised prayer point for anybody. Even in church, I always say, let us pray for church members. You just say, no. Then I say, let's pray for ourselves. Oh, God. Your voice becomes strong. This new kind of love is selflessness. Amen. Because man is naturally selfish. Selflessness. That's what makes people serve one another. Someone wants to help every other person in church. Another person wants everybody to help them. Hallelujah. I pray today in the name of Jesus that everyone under the sound of my voice, you will walk in this new kind of love. Amen. You will practice this love in your heart. You will practice it in your thoughts. You will practice it in your talking. You will practice it in your actions. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, listen, this new kind of love does not divorce. It doesn't divorce. This new kind of love does not go to war. This new kind of love, if you allow it lead you, you will not end up in prison.
If you're here and you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me pray for you and pray with you now.
Say with me, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins. I receive you as Lord and Savior. From today, I declare that my sins are forgiven. I receive forgiveness for all my sins. I declare I am a child of God by this prayer from this day henceforth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you have been blessed, please reach us via WhatsApp on 090-8499-0878. You can also send us a message on info@faithtofaithonline.org. For more messages, log in to our 24-hour radio platform, radio.faithtofaithonline.org. Join us this Sunday at Renaissance Assembly for a life-transforming experience at Plot 5, Sarnia Batcher Road, GRA, Phase 3, Port Harcourt. First service, 8 a.m. Second service, 10 a.m. Renaissance Assembly, the Church of the Moment and the Church of the Future.